You're listening to Inside Stories. Hello, I'm Connor Jameson, and welcome to the first episode of Inside Stories, where we ask questions, get good stories, and all you have to do is stay at home or sit in your car. Today's topic is all about being a police officer. Police are always on the job, helping everyone who needs it. But that's not all they do. Police are very involved with the community that you live in. It also takes lots of hard work, and there are many obstacles to get over to become a police officer. I wanted to interview one of these hard workers that helped my community, but since I live in the Durham region, I asked Police Chief of Durham, Paul Martin, to tell the stories, the adventures, and the struggles about being a police officer to craft this perfect podcast. I have Paul Martin on the phone right now, and I'm going to ask all the questions that have been on my mind. Your job involves helping the community. You help with traffic, accidents, and a lot of other things. So I was wondering, what other community services that the Durham Police Force offer?
Well, we do a lot of different things. We try to help them out with different things that they need. Of course, policing is about law enforcement and making sure that people that break the law are held to account. But we do a lot of other different things. We do a lot of community building. We work with different groups to help people out. For instance, people with mental health issues, policing deals a lot with that to try to help people in crisis and try to prevent those crises. The other thing is we deal with people with addictions. We help them out, and at times, you've probably heard there's a drug called Naloxone, and if somebody happens to, overdose on something, we help them out. So there's a lot of different things that we do, and, right from helping someone who's gone missing, who may be young, maybe vulnerable, to somebody who's older and maybe has dementia. We do all kinds of different things, and that's the fun thing about policing. It's many careers in one, and it's never the same twice.
It is very cool that police help people with mental health problems. I never knew that. It is nice to know that police are looking out for everyone. Being a police chief must be scary. So what is the scariest part of your job?
Scariest parts? Well, that would probably go back to my time when I was with the SWAT team or the tactical unit. You come across things. As a police officer on the road, it's the scariest job because you stop people and you really don't know what you're going to experience from day to day. But being on the tactical team, you come across some of the worst people that you ever encounter in this world. And, there's been times when I've had to deal with murderers and high-risk situations where, you're nervous. You have to overcome your fear to be able to go and do your job and bring the bad guys to justice.
That must have been very dangerous. In fact, there's a 71% chance of dying from friendly fire, which is very friendly, illness, and heart attacks while still in training. With those chances, the average human would probably have a 100% chance of dying. Being a police chief must take lots of work, courage, and strength. So how hard was training to be a police officer?
Yeah, it tests you. It pushes you to your limits. I think even your basic police training, because it's all incremental. Like, you start out, you don't know much about things. I never really handled a handgun ever in my life prior to joining policing. In fact, I never had anything to do with guns. So you have to learn all that type of thing and when it's appropriate to use these types of tools and when it's not. So, and yeah, joining the TAC team, that's kind of the ultimate as far as, it puts your skills to the test in everything you do. Whether you're rappelling off a building on a rope, whether you're, you're wearing 100 pounds of equipment, all the things that you have to do and put up with heat and cold and all the elements, it tests you. It tests your mental ability to put up with that type of thing as well as your physical.
That sounds very hard. It must take a while to complete because in Ontario, it takes 12 weeks. That's over 2 months. And what happens if you fail? You have to do the 2 weeks all over again. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you to Paul Martin for being interviewed and the Anchor app that helped me make this podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Inside Stories. See you next episode. Bye.